And now to Texas, where drought, not wildfires, has farmers and ranchers praying for rain soon. The weather today is relatively mild, only about 90 degrees in some parts of the state. But over the last few months, it's been a lot hotter and dry. Farm animals and crops have died in the drought, costing farmers and ranchers a record $4 billion in losses. NPR's Alex Cohen reports.
When there's no rain, there's no grass, which means there's nothing for cows to graze on. So here at the Valley Feed Mill in the town of Paris, Texas, customers stream in.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
Jerry Dodd is a 58-year-old rancher. He's wearing a chambray shirt and jeans. His name is engraved in silver on his belt buckle. Jerry says normally he wouldn't start giving his cattle feed until the winter, but with this year's drought, he's had little other choice.
It's devastated me. I've been feeding since the second week of June.
He says earlier this year, he was planning to buy more cattle. Instead, he's had to sell off more than 80 of his Brangus cows.
It's not their fault, you know, that we got a dry year or so. And I do hate that I had to sell cattle that really there was nothing wrong with them. I just had to pick something out.
It's a decision many other ranchers have been forced to make, too. And with so many cows on the market this season, Jerry Dodd says his didn't fetch much.
They were all probably 35 cents on the dollar, 40 cents on the dollar from what they should have sold for. Cows that should have, that are in the prime of their life, they've got at least 6 or 7 more years of calving left in them, and they're killing them because there's nowhere to go with them.
He says he'll try to replenish his herd next year, but he worries about whether he'll be able to afford to. Most other ranchers in the area will be doing the same, which will drive up the price of cattle. And so I ask him if he ever thinks about maybe leaving Texas.
No, I haven't, primarily because I have a strong faith in God. I feel like he told me to come to where I'm at for a reason and a purpose. I expect to go through some trial and tribulation, but I don't intend to sell out. I may go broke, but I don't intend to voluntarily just sell out.
In a town like this, almost no one escapes the effect of drought. Farmers suffer as their crops fail. No one buys much from the fertilizer manufacturer or the tractor dealer. William Lester of nearby Blossom, Texas, makes a living selling hay to local ranchers. This year, he says, he's had to spend a lot more time on the road, away from his family, just to find any hay.
I buy some up in Kansas and Oklahoma and as far as Nebraska, and we're running out everywhere.
He took a brief break from work recently to take his wife and his 7-year-old daughter to the local county fair, where he shelled out a few bucks to play carnival games.
Let's get ready. On your set. Shoot 'em.
He says this has been about it for their family entertainment this summer. They recently had to take out a loan just to stay in business.
About $5,000, that's a pretty good size for us. Pay for insurance, pay for gas, pay for diesel at $3 a gallon.
William Lester and other Northeast Texans need a lot of rain, and they need it soon. If it doesn't fall within the next few weeks, this year will be a total loss for many ranchers and farmers. But the odds aren't looking good. This part of Texas has seen drought 3 of the past 4 years.
When things went to really dying around here and you start seeing big, huge trees dying, which is what we're having, you just kind of wonder, are we going to end up being a desert?
That's Diane Gose, who, like most people in this region, says she doesn't really have an explanation why it's been so dry for so long.
You hear some people say global warming. You know, I believe in God, and I think God controls all. So, you know, I don't know why, and I don't question it. I pray and hope for rain.
Mayors of 5 North Texas towns are with her. They declared last Sunday a day of prayer for rain. So far, that hasn't brought the downpour Texans have been hoping for, but there has been a bit of relief. Last week, the Department of Agriculture announced it will award $50 million in livestock assistance to states hit by drought. Texas is expected to receive about $13 million of that money. Alex Cohen, NPR News.